It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I'm going to try something new this time. Ready? From a fictional universe where none of this is real.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
As heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle, hello, I'm Gerger. No. I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous nerd talk. Only longer and dumber, it's Nerd Talk Plus. From the wasteland of eastern Washington, where the ERs are full of puke-covered puppy pads. He's our skin squatch, but your fur daddy. Welcome, Mustache Brandon. Brandon, if you were a Jedi, first of all, hi.
Hi.
Oh.
If you were a Jedi, what color lightsaber would you wield?
Oh, man, green.
Wield? Okay, we'll come back to that in a second. And he's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He's our Crash Bandicoot, but you're... I almost said meth daddy. You're meat daddy.
His call sign is
Corndog 1, but we call him Siege. Siege, same question to you. Lightsaber color, what would it be?
Ooh, purple pushing red.
Dude, before you even answered, I was like, he's got to say purple, because I feel like that's going to be the color of his lightsaber. Like, that's the... I knew instinctually that you would arm yourself with a giant purple lightsaber.
Giant purple, yes.
Purple-headed lightsaber. Got it.
Yes. Yeah.
I asked.
What about
you? Well, it's tough because I have like rage issues, and so I feel like purple is probably like I feel like I'm a good person, but I like. Tend to like yell at my child in front of our house when he's making a mess trying to tie-dye a t-shirt. Something I should totally expect, but I can't handle. And then the neighbors are like, whoa, this guy's a loose cannon. Yeah, probably need that purple lightsaber. But as we know, we don't choose our lightsaber color. The kyber crystal chooses you. That's the best Nerd Talks thing I've said maybe this year. I don't know.
All right. Show's over. Good job, guys.
All right. See y'all in lightsaber hell. I asked because the Acolyte started from Star Wars and 200 years ago version thing, and like within, spoiler alert, Brandon, who I don't think has seen it, by the way, he's looking at me. Spoiler alert: at one point, some guy Jedi dude pulls out his lightsaber, and it's like yellowish orange, like one of the Peacekeeper ones. Oh, Siege hasn't seen it either, evidently.
I haven't yet. It's been a busy week.
Yeah, I get it, man. And so the dude busts out the like, and that's like what the Temple guards would use in the Republic. They'd have a yellow lightsaber. If you watch the Clone Wars, you know that. But you, the color of your lightsaber crystal is determined by the type of person and the type of quest that you are personally on. I would want to be green because I feel like the ones that are using green are like using caution and wisdom and trying to like move without emotion, and like the people that are using blue are out there hacking away at stuff in the name of righteousness,
justice.
I asked Gravy Boat. I asked him what the Gravy Navy brown lightsaber. Yeah, that's
no, guys. It's burnt orange. No, it's a brown. That's a brown. That's a gravy. That's a gravy
brown
saber.
Gravy.
The gravy saber.
Can we market those?
yeah, it's a, you know, the That sounds
you pulled
like
that right out of a turkey's butt, didn't you?
It does sound like you know how there's all of these like the way that we dine now, like the way that we do a formal meal now is so different than the way that like our parents and grandparents did, where there was so much more just accoutrement on
so
the table.
So many forks.
Like there, we don't do gravy boats anymore. It's just like fill your gravy
Speak
up
for
pan
yourself.
On the stove and well, okay. All right, I didn't say we don't do gravy cake stands anymore, Siege. We don't do
friend of the
or
pod.
As Siege said, or as Gravy said, it's a gravy ship if you're in the Navy.
The gravy Navy.
The gravy Navy.
If Cool Keith, friend of the pod, I still don't understand exactly what he does, but before he goes out, he'll go by he lives in the International District, Chinatown portion.
Nice.
And as he's going out, he'll stop and he'll have a gravy shot.
Hell yeah.
Somewhere. Oh, yeah. And I thought that was like just code for him getting hammered or something like that, or
getting handy.
Look at a turkey's butthole or something like that. But no, he like actually takes a shot of gravy from somewhere and then
maybe
goes
they know.
About his
maybe. Maybe the gravy saber was like a. It was like a. You know, is it the champagne? They use like a saber to open up a champagne, right? Like the classical way. Like maybe that's how you open up the gravy boat with a gravy saber.
Hear me out. You've got a turkey. It's full of gravy at Thanksgiving, and you take your saber.
You've got to cut the butt off.
No, better. You have a turkey that's full of gravy, and it's like a pinata, and you get to act like a gravy samurai, and you get to cut it. You have to see how many turkeys full of gravy you can slice in half in order to get the Guinness World Record.
Call in Guinness.
It's good.
You have to use your brown saber.
Obviously.
All right, what color did he actually say, though?
Blue. He's a blue saber. He's like, I've always been blue. That's where I'm at. I'm like, okay. And like... The lore changed, you know, 20 years ago, where suddenly it became like it wasn't just choice or whatever. Now, if you're a Sith or a bad person, then you have to use they couldn't get to the crystals, so they had to synthetically make one. I think is the understanding,
which is why it all stutters.
This is way too in depth on the nerd side of the show, though. But anyway, I'm just curious about that.
It's okay, it's all fake anyway.
It's We're tough because like I see Siege as a good person. And I think Siege thinks of Siege as a bad person. And so,
chaotic
like,
neutral.
Yeah. Chaotic neutral, I think, is it. So I don't know what chaotic neutral lightsaber color. I think maybe it's white. You might have a white lightsaber. Like Ahsoka Tano. So
that'd be pretty
different
cool.
Different part of Florida. They all have white lightsabers.
If we built you a Rube Goldberg machine so you could get water from your roof to the front yard and clean off all the tie-dye stuff off the sidewalk, then maybe you might have a green one, or at least less red.
I've got an update about that. We're talking about how they didn't put a spigot on the front of my house, so I can't like water my yard or anything. It's in the back, and the back is it's 6 feet across and however wide my like three-story condo, you know, like it's a typical narrow tall building that I live in.
Yeah,
and. And so, like, I saw the builder, and I was like, dude, why'd you do this like this? Like, why are you screwing me like that? And he was like, oh, we could put, like, a water pump thing in there for you. We could just attach it to the main line that comes in, and you could have, like, a... There's a name for it. I can't remember, but it's, like, a... It almost looks like a well thing, and you, like, switch it on, and, like, water comes out, and then you just have to have a hose on it. And I was like...
You could have an old-timey well pump in front of your house?
Kind of. It's not even a pump, though, because amazing. It would be responding to the pressure of the existing water or whatever, but, like... I think they're going to do it. I'm going to try and get them to pay for it. Yeah. Like.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. I don't have to do all that other stuff, which is really,
I feel,
you know,
wait, tiresome. So I thought the whole point was that there was a, so there's a spigot in the back of your house. I thought the whole point was
no
that there
yard.
Was a spigot on a top, on the top of your house.
Oh, there too.
Okay. So your solution originally was going to be to try to come up with a crazy contraption to get the water from the top of your house rather than running like a splitter off of the back spigot and running a hose around the side of your house to the front?
So there's 7 units and I'm the middle, one of the middle ones. And so I'd have to run it 100 yards this way and then, you know, down to the street and then back around.
Okay. See, I've only ever seen your house from, I guess, the outside, but from space. No, from the fluffy puppy. Not the fluffy puppy. The furry puppy.
The furry daddy.
The furry daddy?
Yeah, that's probably what
slightly,
it's called.
Slightly furry. That's what slightly it's called.
Slightly furry.
We're calling it furry daddy now. Oh, furry I saw some daddy. Furries. Guys, update.
Yeah. Oh, whoa.
Whoa!
I went to Seattle Pride in the park and saw some furries, and I was like, where's the gang? And then the Mariner Moose was there, and I was like,
huh? Wait a second.
Where's that tail, buddy?
Is that like, was the Mariner Moose technically getting catfished by a bunch of furries?
Or is the Mariner Moose the king?
Is he the king?
Was Sammy Sounder there?
No. The Sounders were not in attendance.
Not furry. They have blubber, not fur. So. What do you call whale skin? What do you call the whale skin? It's got to have a name, right? Like, not the blubber's underneath. That's what gives them the
warmth. I guess it's probably skin. Like, it's probably whale skin. Epidermis.
Yeah, but there's got to be a type of, like, a special. It's got to be a special.
Also,
skin.
How have we not ever talked about starting a motorcycle gang with whale skin leather jackets?
Yo! Butter me up and put me in one of those. I'm in it.
Orca butter you up and put you in one of those.
Yeah.
Damn right.
There you go.
What?
Okay, you do that while I talk here for a second.
None of us
is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong or perhaps what we even get right. You can communicate with us easily at nerdtalkplus.com or just use it to say sexy things to Siege, whatever you need. We would appreciate any reviews that you write. We're always grateful for any of that, or any feedback you give us on social media is great. I apologize for the couple weeks that we've been inactive here. It has just been, it's just that time of year where, like, it's just a little burnout. And so we're back, and here we are, and then, like, holidays and stuff get in the way, and so whatever. Guys, I, the other day, was supposed to hang out with Gravy. He and his family, or he and his wife and other people, I guess, were at a bar pretty close to my house, and they typically live about 35 minutes away from me. And he was like, it was like 7:30 on a Saturday, and he was like, hey, we're going to be at the bar for a while.
In the morning?
I was like, this is, no, at the night, I wish. And I was like, well, that's not enough notice, and I am exhausted after having done Pride in the Park. And then Bothell Block Party is an event that our locals-only host Stephen Graham puts on in Bothell with a bunch of music. Everyone should check out Skating Polly. They were awesome. Anyway, I digress. I got home, and I was like, I can't go back out again. And I was like, but I'd like to have a beer with Gravy, like, and see the Gravy Saber, maybe, if I'm lucky, if I get him, you know, nice. Loaded up enough.
Oh, I didn't even consider what else the Gravy Saber could be.
Well, he was in the Navy.
I'm actually surprised it took me this
are
long.
We, are we invoking sea law?
Yes, yeah, so stays on the boat. What did he say? I forget he had a... When you're at sea or something like that.
Whatever
like,
happens at sea stays at sea or something.
Yeah, he said something real apt to this because there's obviously a phrase that they use to be horny dudes packed into a boat together. The poor four women that are on that. Or, good for them. Like, I guess I don't have to say. I just know that if I know how I feel inside my head, and if there was like 200 of me being like, hey, it would be like real old, but maybe you into that, and I'm not here to shame. It's especially during Pride Month. Everyone's accepted. But anyway, I was like, okay, I'll be there in a few minutes, and then I was like, about 30 minutes later, I was like, nah, I'm not coming. Also, I'm watching Sasquatch Sunset. And he was like,
oh,
okay.
No.
You're watching the Sasquatch movie instead of coming to hang out with me. I was like, 100%. I mean, he knew what was up. He gets it. So, with that being said... one of my favorite features that we do sometimes that I've never been able to participate in because I don't watch movies ever, I get to do haiku review.
Haiku review?
Do you have a sound for that? My haiku review is about Sasquatch Sunset, a film that is about four Sasquatch. What's the guy who played Zuckerberg? Jesse Eisenberg.
Jesse Eisenberg, yeah.
Who makes some weird movies. He's in
it. It's actually Mark Zuckerberg.
It's actually him, but cast as. So anyway, I watched Sasquatch Sunset, and here's my haiku review. Time flew like rockets, red rockets. Fists pound like claps. So much Sasquatch shit.
Haiku review. That was incredible.
Whew, I feel real good.
You
about
really,
that. It took a long time.
Really caught me with the red rockets line.
Yeah,
there.
And then the fists.
I gotta tell you, dudes. When you don't know what to do, you're like, I've got this time. I'm not sure what we're gonna do with it. I gotta like just kick it. I cannot recommend enough watching this movie. Is it good? No. Is it necessary? Certainly no. Is there a ton of Sasquatch dudes dangling their wiener out and trying to bang? Yes. There's so much of that. Some people walked out because they said it was too gross. I get why someone might say that. That will not affect anyone on this show or maybe who listens to it.
On this pod.
Yeah, this is not a factor. I don't want to spoil it, but I will say that there's no spoken language for an hour and a half. That just doesn't, no one says anything. And so it's really easy to just like kick back and watch it happen or whatever. It's sort of like a nature doc, except for preposterous. And it's way more brutal than I thought. Like some really dark stuff happens in it, and that was awesome. So, like, is the full hour and a half? Like, okay, this is how I always measure it. Like, when did I take out my phone? Because I got bored. At about the 55-minute mark, I was like, all right, I've had enough of this. Like, because it's, at first, I don't know who anyone is or what their relationship is. Then you start to figure it out, and then you're like, yeah. Oh, there's also a lot of rubbing of genitals and smelling fingers in it, which is very funny. So, maybe not to everybody, but it's like...
They are like us.
Wait, so is this a movie about toddlers? Like, I don't understand.
Basically. There is a toddler in it, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, basically, no. Yeah.
No, the next review we get will be, I wish this show was an hour and a half of no spoken language.
Just going to be, whoo, 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 whoo.
Yeah.
That's all they do, is make noises like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to say... that if you do watch it, well, we can talk about it further. I recommend it. I would actually say that it's more important that you see this film for this podcast than The Acolyte. Okay, like about the same amount of time committed. But I feel like it's important. The direction that they took it in, not for me. Either huge miss with where they go with it in the end. Because like the first like 45 minutes, you're just like, oh, this is just a hilariously bad documentary about fake animals. Okay, I like that.
And at the end, they're like, you should feel bad about climate change.
I mean, it's not that, but I felt equally disappointed where I was like, oh,
okay.
Dude. It's when
you got really upset when one of the, when the Jesse Eisenberg Squatch looked straight down the barrel of the camera and said Black Lives Matter.
I was like, we've established that, Eisen! God!
Broke the fourth wall for that.
I wish he would have applied some of the karate he learned in that other movie that was crazy. That movie was so good.
The one that we could never, ever remember the name to.
Yeah, seriously, I was just about to say.
Yeah.
We need to put it in the Velociraptor.
Yeah, please, because...
Where does that live? I don't even know where that is.
I think it's a... Do we have a Google Note or like a...
Yeah, it's a iPhone Note or something like that, yeah.
We should definitely have that online somewhere, but I'm also... Yeah. I can't even do anything, so I'm not going
to...
Yeah,
just... I'm going to come right back around to the fact that, that Greg... I've never been more disappointed in a ChatGPT answer, where whale skin is commonly referred to as blubber. Blubber is a thick layer of... vascularized adipose tissue found under the skin of all cetaceans, pinnipeds, and sirenians. It serves several important functions, blah, blah, blah. In more specific terms, the outer layer of a whale skin is called the what? The epidermis. So Greg was accurate and annoying because it should be called something cooler. Like, if you call my skin...
I'm not annoying.
No, you're not annoying. It's annoying that the thing that you said was correct is correct. Not that you are correct. It's just annoying that the skin of a whale doesn't have a cooler name. Like, it's like I feel like if you told me that if you said that, oh, this is epidermis, I'm looking at my hand and my skin, and you like held that up next to a whale's epidermis, you'd be like, these are not the same thing. We should not be giving these the same name.
Oh, it's because they're black.
And white, okay? It's cool.
It's a Michael Jackson video about this.
We're both mammals, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why it has hair.
No, it's not if you have hair, it's if you have nipples.
What? I thought they were both.
Yeah, you don't have to have hair to have nipples. I mean,
one of my friend's girlfriends doesn't have hair. So I'm glad to know now that she can still have nipples.
This whole mathematically time. Has to have nipples.
Formulaically, no, it doesn't work.
You don't have to have hair to be a mammal. But I think you have to have nipples to be a mammal, because I think
typically
that's what separates
mammals do have hair. That's like one of the typical criteria. I think in the sea they don't have to, but yeah. I think that's one of the
really. I'm trying to think of like unhaired dude. Are you wearing a shirt with my face on it?
Yeah. So beautiful.
the way that you leaned back, it like my face, which is in the middle of the Teletubby sun, rose like the sun does in the Teletubbies.
Badly.
From the bottom of the screen.
Can you stand up and get a little closer, belly to the camera, please, so we can really get a good look at those sunglasses that you're wearing?
Hell yeah.
Do I own those sunglasses? What is that picture from?
That is.
Oh, they're the buttholes.
I can't believe you never noticed. This is amazing.
Those are the Ray-Bans. Shout out to my buddy Ben.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
So.
Yeah.
I'm glad. Wow.
I don't know how to feel. Need a little Brandon sunshine.
Yeah. Has anybody ever asked you about that shirt?
Yeah.
Is this the first time wearing it?
No. Yeah? Okay. I've had it for a week. I haven't shown it to anybody. I actually wore it. Today, while in the studio, and then in front of a class.
Yeah.
And keep in mind the studio that I voice track stuff for is for the Great American Songbook, so nobody in there is under the age of 60.
Perfect. Like,
but I mean, Brandon's seen that picture 100 times and didn't realize that it was buttholes on the lenses. So I should describe it. They're a pair of sunglasses, and where the actual lenses are. they've got a graphic on them, as sometimes novelty sunglasses do, and they happen to actually be human buttholes.
No, they're not human. Are they actually human buttholes? No, they're the tree. Are they the tree buttholes?
No, they're human.
Human buttholes. Oh, which, by the way, thank you to everybody who's been sending us pictures of tree buttholes to the nerdtalkplus.com Instagram. I've got many of those. I might actually post a montage of all of them coming up soon.
Please do.
You guys, I've gotten really into this. So, you know, like, obviously there's one of our favorite Instagram accounts as a group here is Secret Buttholes. And I've recently discovered another Instagram account where it's called like Stick Nation, and people discover, like, people just out and about, they find cool sticks, and then they say, you know, they take a video of them with the stick and they say, "What's up, Stick Nation? Here's my cool stick. Like, what do you think?" And there's some pretty cool sticks, you guys. Like, honestly, like, I didn't think I'd be that into it. I didn't think I'd be that into it, but it takes you back to like your elementary school and like middle school, picking up like random sticks and pretending that they're certain things, and then just like picking up sticks and not even pretending that they're certain things and being like, "Wow, this is a cool thing of nature. That I can't believe nature made this stick." So anyway, I don't know if it's called Stick Nation or something like that, but it's basically it's that. So I feel like we've found a really cool niche between Stick Nation and Secret Buttholes, and we could really bridge a gap here between two peoples.
We could bring them together.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We could bring the sticks.
Form a unity.
Into the secret buttholes of trees, the secret tree buttholes. And... So the treenesses and the
treenesses.
There's another account we can start.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think we should just jump straight into right into Guinness time. I'm ready for it. Like, after about all these Instagram accounts, I think we just go for it today.
I know I've said this before, Greg, but I recently listened to another episode, and gosh, this is such a good segment. I love it so much. It's Guinness time.
All right, well, let's start off. I did not prepare this, so these will be new to me also, but I'll still try to phrase them in a way that makes you guys guess about them a little bit. Welcome to It's Guinness Time. Guinness World Records on Instagram is a really great account. It's, if you were ever a child, which all of us were, and you were ever lucky enough to have a book fair, and your parents were willing to give you $4, you would get the Guinness Book of World Records every year and then go through and try and like out goof your friends on what was the weirdest or grossest thing. Well, with the internet, there's no need to buy a thing ever. You can now just access the weirdest, coolest, goofiest things all the time. And it was always like longest fingernails, tallest man, shortest person, these types of things that we would go for. It was never most hot sauce eaten in 1 minute.
How many
grams, or for us Americans, ounces of hot sauce would you be impressed by someone eating in 1 minute?
1 minute of sauce?
Yo, we got
this. By the way, let me give it a little context while you're thinking. It was at a Taco Bell, so that's awesome.
Sweet.
And dude,
is it packs?
I'm trying to understand it. I'm trying to understand it because there's he's got a Tupperware container full of hot sauce. It looks like he's poured it into there and then just covered the table in packets.
Yeah, this screams to me.
Are you looking? You're not allowed to look.
No, I'm not looking.
Okay. You were like, yeah, this screams to me. And I'm like, as I'm describing
it. Keep your
it,
hands
like,
where we can see them.
No, the way that you're describing it, the fact that it's at a Taco Bell, this seems like an unsanctioned record attempt here where he just showed up at a Taco Bell, squeezed a bunch of hot sauce out of the packs into, like, this guy was like, this is how I'm going to get rich. I have no money to buy my own hot sauce. But once I set the record, the sponsorship deals will be lined up for me. So we're measuring this in not grams, in ounces. I'm going to say most hot sauce in a minute. How much? Like 32 ounces. 30 ounces.
Imagine a can of Coke is 12 ounces.
That's 12 ounces.
Oh, can you imagine carbonated hot sauce?
Yeah. I can. It sounds terrible.
Yeah. I'm actually in
like,
for that.
Like Pop Rocks, but they're Tabasco.
So I'm not like a hot sauce guy, so this doesn't like...
Nah, me.
I'm not opposed.
25 like, ounces.
Yeah.
25 ounces.
Siege?
I always doubt everybody else's eating abilities because I'm so enamored by my own. So so I'm thinking this guy's probably hitting like maybe 18 tops, 22 at the most.
You're more grounded than I would have been for sure. Let me add an extra layer to this. We'll let your guesses stay the same. Something that I assumed, I'm reading the comments as we go, is I see this bowl of hot sauce, and dude is eating it with a spoon. And everyone's like, why wouldn't you just drink it out of the bowl?
Yeah.
Because that's drinking hot sauce, and that's a different record.
Oh,
eating
my
hot, like,
gosh.
What a stupid little bit of, like, trivial, like, minutia to differentiate it.
Wait, can we change then?
I'll just tell you the answer. It doesn't. I mean, it's...
he does change things. 13. 13.
And what? Very Six. Good. And just... In 1 minute, he ate 11.73 ounces of hot sauce.
Ooh.
Just shoveling it in and probably back out.
Ooh.
Yeah. So what's the drinking record then?
I don't know the answer to that. Maybe next week we'll find out.
Oh, man. Cliffhanger? A little sauce hanger?
So, you guys are into Human Centipede, sauce right?
Yeah. Who isn't?
The current record for people.
Whoa!
No.
Wait, where? Wait, what happened?
Performing.
Okay.
A chain push up where you put your feet on the shoulders of the people behind you.
Oh, okay.
How many people do you think you could get in a chain? Ass. Now, remember, you got to get all the people together. This happened a decade ago, but you got to get all the people together. And then, like, I can't plank for that long because I'm a weak man. And so how many people in this safe for work human centipede could you get?
I just need to visualize what's going on here.
Would you like me to show you a picture to the camera?
Oh, absolutely not. I'm going to try to just see.
Okay, yeah, that's even better. Here. Brandon will draw that. How many people, Siege? How many people do you think you could get to all raise their bodies off the ground in a human centipede of push-ups?
There aren't many people that can be organized into doing anything right now. So, but 12?
Is a little bit of this? Is a little bit of this?
Yeah, so Brandon has drawn stick figures that, okay. I mean, it looks like a train. I mean, you know what a human centipede is, ass to mouth or whatever.
This no, but so they're putting their like, feet up on the shoulders. Okay, that I got it. Dude, I feel like you could, I feel the opposite. I feel like you could do the most people. I can't.
Yeah, you could probably do like hundreds.
I feel like you could get hundreds. You just have everybody sitting. I can't see that.
I'm trying.
Still. I know. Here's the thing. I'm going to say 162.
Well, you said 162
to 12, yeah.
Yeah.
138.
Wow.
Oh, dude. Price is Right rules. You win.
Oh, yeah. That should have been implied.
Showcases.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like that number could be bigger. I feel like that's one that if with enough people, you could organize pretty easily to beat that one. Because if you just do it right, everybody just lays down. I don't know. Shoot, now this is sounding more difficult. That's impressive either way.
It's impressive. Yeah, sure. That is awesome. That's a good one. It's got a little curve to it.
Well.
Okay. I'm just going to tell you guys this one because it's not even worth guessing because this is the dumbest, but I also love it. What is the fastest time to catch and put on 5 t-shirts shot from a t-shirt cannon? Team of two. It's 46.09 seconds to shoot 5 t-shirts to someone.
This is one that we can try. We just need
how long have I been trying to get a t-shirt cannon? We need to get a t-shirt cannon.
Yeah.
Why does a t-shirt cannon seems to be like a thing that you can't buy? It seems to be like a thing that like all of the teams in the major league, in all of Major League Baseball, and all of the sports that have t-shirt cannons, have just had to design their own weapon.
Yeah,
like those teams are like 3D printing their own t-shirt cannons.
Like they got one guy who works like in the maintenance department and just kind of just like finds a water like bottle and a tube. And
there's a secret challenge between all of the maintenance guys at all of the MLB parks of like who can design the most powerful and most deadly t-shirt cannon.
And that's how we came up with the hot dog cannon in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Oh, you've seen the Mariners games, right? Where they're, what's the song that they play? But they have
heaven is a place on earth.
Yeah.
Heaven is a place on earth. And they have hot dogs that are parachuting down from the roof.
It's the most amazing thing. It's like it's my fantasy life.
Buy or rent t-shirt like, cannon.
Oh wow!
I love to think of like the crew, like the grounds crew that comes out and like dances at halftime, or not halftime, but like during one of the innings, in between the innings, they go back in and like they're just sitting on a secret stockpile of t-shirt cannon weapons that they've designed for like the eventual, like the mole people like uprising through the
There was one thing the aliens couldn't stand. It was nudity. Or the opposite, like, I guess.
It was shirted people.
It was poly cotton blend.
Rayon.
Dude, I feel like 46 seconds isn't fast. I feel like we could do faster.
Like, how long does it take you to put on a t-shirt? If it was like folded up and you had to unfold it and put it on, how long would that take you? 5 seconds?
Yeah, longer.
Yeah, probably for real.
Longer than that. Yeah.
And so you have to like,
and the team of two is one person shooting the cannon and the other person putting on the shirt.
Across like a gymnasium.
And then you're reloading it while the other person is is there a distance minimum? Because if you could just stand there and take those t-shirts to the chest like hard as possible, it's more of a question of your own like willingness to die.
Just blast me with cotton blended shirts.
It's like that. Who, what was the music video where the guy gets hit in the belly with a yeah. cannonball?
What was that?
Like,
yeah.
Filter?
Was it for Cannonball?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Each t-shirt could just be the t-shirt that Siege is wearing right now, but each new t-shirt just zooms closer in on the eyes of the sunglasses.
Hey, you guys know how there's like an age where old people become useless and like they're yes. like they're cute, they become like little like novelty things, like aw, Papa's cute or whatever.
Look at those pants.
Yeah, and you're like, no, you just sit over there and drool a little bit, you weird old guy. It troubles me that in Japan, a guy that I would definitely put into that category, and I'm not trying to dehumanize the old. It's you know what I mean. This is a fake first. Show, by the way. In Japan, there's a dentist at Tsuru Watanabe, and he was born in 1924. Oh. And he's still an active dentist at 99 years and at the time 133 days old.
Hell yeah. So,
do you go to the dentist that is 99 years old to have your teeth cleaned? He's like outlived a lot of his patients, I'm guessing.
He's probably like the reason that he can still practice is because every person that comes in, the way that he treats them is like, oh, this doesn't look like gangrene like it did back when I started practicing, so you're fine.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he definitely has an old-timey 1920s New York accent. You don't have scurvy. I don't know what a cavity is. You're fine.
After the war, I went to the Americas to learn how to do the dentistry. Yeah. Yeah.
He's not doing any of it.
All of his patients are before old the war, and have no teeth either. Yeah.
He just kind of like gums them a little bit, and then he's like, all right, get out of here. Yeah.
Just let me brush your gums a little bit.
Yeah, he's still practicing dentistry, but have we seen his results at all?
He has like an amalgamation of different teeth in his mouth that he's been slowly stealing from the other olds.
It's the secret. It's the secret to his longevity. He's stealing their baby teeth. Oh man! See, this is how conspiracy theories start. Like we're getting into the whole pedo pizza place thing and the blood of the children. It is just the teeth in this one. It's come on, man.
I saw a joke today from like a knockoff of Yeah Mad, and it was like, what do you call an IT teacher that touches kids? A PDF file? Not okay, for the record.
No, that's not good. Not good.
All right. Well, that wraps up Guinness time.
Oh, my God.
Is that like world record for oldest dentist?
Yeah, oldest dentist at now 99 years, unless he died in 139 days.
So there's a guy. There's definitely like a. There's definitely like a very old.
Starts dental school.
There's definitely like a 75-year-old dentist who's been waiting to retire for so long, but he really wants the Guinness record. He's just like waiting for that guy to die.
Waiting for Dr. Watanabe to die.
Yeah.
Damn you, Watanabe!
A third A-bomb was dropped on Japan. New York dentist.
In the name of dentistry.
It was a t-shirt cannon, actually.
Full of hot sauce.
All right, well, from dentistry to something full of hot sauce. God damn it. All right, from
that
dentistry
reminds me,
to something.
I was going to say, that reminds me, I've got a very Brandon-like story about hot sauce from just this past week. You are a bad influence, okay. But it's good. It's good. Anyway, after my shift the other day, I had one of my students that I hadn't seen for a while, and she was in like practicing some stuff in the booth and doing some production.
Oh, is that what we're calling it now?
Yeah, that's what we're calling it. Yes. So we went out to get some food after everything was done, and I went over to Wingstop, great place, and got some Korean barbecue wings, extra spicy. Yeah, amazing. And so, you know, before we leave, go to the bathroom, wash my hands, I got about an hour on my way home. about 20 minutes into the ride, something starts burning. Mm-hmm. And oh my God, if I didn't think about a big bowl of buttermilk.
It was just normal milk for the record, but okay. I think buttermilk might have been better.
Might have been better. I had spicy peen, and I've never felt more connected to Brandon in my entire life.
That's not how I would say that.
That's like, I just imagine two jalapeno penises like going Avatar to each other.
But I did dump blue cheese all over my lap, so to try.
Hey, there you go.
As
what
do
they do at like Buffalo Wild Wings? They you just got to rub some celery and some carrots on it. I think it's supposed to help.
Thank God I didn't get pulled over. I can only imagine what it would look like if I got out of the car with blue cheese all over my crotch. Just like, hey guys, what's happening? Spicy peen.
That was the time I slept with the lady cop. It was awesome.
I need to figure out what liquid food I need to spill in my car to join your guys' crew. Because so far we've got Subaru and the blue cheese mobile. Gravy, probably, right? It's got to be.
No,
gravy.
You can't. That's not yours.
You can't. I can steal.
I can take it.
Watch me. The wild eyes.
Brandon, our nicest show member just went dark. His lightsaber just turned red.
Turned brown.
Straight red. Yeah, turned brown.
All right, from old ass dentist to America's top pop. I think you could probably guess what the number one soda in America is. Thoughts?
Coca-Cola?
Yeah. Gotta be Coca-Cola. Yeah.
Just shy of 20% of the, and we're talking regular flavors. We're not talking an amalgamation of all the weird things that they do or whatever. When it comes
Mellow
to regular
yellow.
Flavors of drinks, Coca-Cola is number one at just about 20% of total products sold in America.
Wow.
Number two, any guesses?
Mm-hmm. Diet
Coke? Baja Blast.
Number two is, for a long time, it's been Pepsi. Okay. You think back to the 80s and 90s with Pepsi and Back to the Future and stuff like that. They did a lot of cool campaigns and things.
Do you guys remember the Pepsi Challenge?
I remember the branding called Pepsi Challenge, but I don't remember what it was. It's like, dip your peen in this if you eat too much spicy wings.
Exactly. It was Coca-Cola versus Pepsi, and they were A and B, and you drank each one of them, and which one did you like better? It turns out Pepsi actually beat Coke by like a huge landslide in that. And that's why they came out with New Coke. But once people were drinking New Coke and it was, oh, it's way sweeter than regular Coke, I like my old Coke. That's why they went away from New Coke and back to Coca-Cola Classic.
Interesting. Can't be the real thing. I'm a Pepsi guy. And then it's Same. Funny, like, I never did this connection. And look, I don't buy any of these things.
Taco stop Bell's it with my your jam judging eyes, Brandon.
No, to be fair, I think I'm a Pepsi product guy. I don't really drink either of the colas, but I think
I'll take Pepsi Zero probably, Sugar. That's what I do.
I think Mountain Dew is a Pepsi product.
Yes.
So and I do love a Mountain Dew.
Brandon, we have a mutual friend 12. Called Kelly that you used to work
yeah.
with. Okay.
Yes,
I'll leave it at that. And she's a professional, so she doesn't like oftentimes let on to a lot of like her character. And the other day, she's a pro. She doesn't like, anyway. The other day, she posted she's fitness and all these things, and she posted her drinking or buying a Mountain Dew. And like, I messaged her to be like, "What? You drink Mountain Dew?" And she's like, "Well, I'm from the South." I won't say where, but like, and yeah, I grew up on this, and I'm like, yeah, but like, sorry to Mountain Dew. I don't know why I have to apologize, but like, when I think of Mountain Dew, I think of being embarrassed that I'm a piece of and like, I love Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Punching walls.
I unashamedly like love Mountain Dew, and it's like, I don't drink a lot of it, but if somebody asked me what my favorite soda was, I would tell you it was Mountain Dew, and I would instantly say, and I know I suck. Look, I know that I'm the worst, but that's my favorite. Like,
it's
if
great.
A zero soda. Sugar yeah. code red. I'd be all over that.
Oh my gosh!
So, just this year now, there's a new number two, and that's not a Gravy Saber reference. There's a new number two, And that is Dr. Pepper.
Tied. Wow.
Tied with Pepsi. So technically they're both number two still. But yeah, Dr. Pepper moving up a spot to that number two position. Now, if you ask me what my favorite soda is, it is definitely Dr. Pepper. I am all in on the DP. Not that DP, the Dr. Pepper, okay?
No, the sex one.
No. The sparkling, effervescent, syrupy drink, okay? Like
the sex one.
That's what I call drink. It, too.
The way Brandon started this podcast, I'm not going to get into it. I was blown away because I don't think of Dr. Pepper as having, like, it's not, like, it was, like, always, like, way behind. It was always, like, Mountain Dew, all those, like, other products were way behind, 7-Up, Sprite, those things, way behind. And so for Dr. Pepper to step up into that number two spot really blew me away. Now, Dr. Pepper, terrible out of a fountain.
Yeah. Great. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Out of a can. Oh, my God. Yeah. Now, I will make a caveat. Dr. Pepper from Sonic drive-thru with the good ice, you know, the little...
The nugget ice, yeah.
Dude, if you could get the equivalent of Mexican Coke as Dr. Pepper, like legit and not just a marketing thing, if you could get Mexican Dr. Pepper, I don't know how you say doctor in... doctor. Man, like, I don't know if there'd be anything better than the little ice and the Dr. Pepper.
That ice makes such a huge difference. It's not even funny.
Yeah, it's...
It's the Taco Time, like that Taco Time ice.
Oh, my God, I love that.
Yeah.
Sidebar, did you guys see that Taco Time and their crisp burritos... They have them for like take home and prepare packs. And I want 48 of them shipped to my house, like immediately.
Like a Papa Murphy's take and bake your own crispy.
Pretty much. They're in like hermetically sealed bags of like crisp burritos.
I feel like I'll never be able to prepare it to the cuisine.
Well, because you don't have a deep fryer.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. I thought about that the other day. I was like, why don't I have a deep fryer?
No.
Many things I want a deep fryer.
It sounds great, but it's what you learn is that the oil keeps the flavor.
Hey,
and so
can
like you got to like change the oil every 5 seconds, otherwise it sucks. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
Wow, I was definitely using that wrong at the place of my employment when I worked there.
Sure.
Hey, can I do a quick PSA? I want to dip real quick into the Dead Dads Inside
Dead podcast. Inside Dads?
The Dead Inside,
you want to dip inside Dead Dads?
Podcast universe. I want to dip inside some Dead Dads here.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I just want to do a quick PSA for all of these dads.
You know the light came on behind you in the hallway, right? You're probably being listened to.
Yeah, that's fine. This is a real thing I learned yesterday. That it don't work on your own garage door, apparently.
Because that's how you become a dead dad?
That's how you become a dead dad. Like, that is like a total dead outside dad. You'll become dead inside and outside. You'll be dead all over. Yeah, because, like, I learned this. I found out they got, a friend's coworker got fired from their job. And I asked, like, oh, did anything ever come of that? Like, did she... sue or whatever, and they were like, no, but it's really sad because like 2 days later after getting fired, her dad, who was working on her garage, which is a total no-no, and I was like, really? I've never heard of that. And then I was like, forget everything about your coworker. I could care less now.
Yeah, like
tell me about the garage thing. And they were like, oh yeah, you are never supposed to do that. And I was like, that should be more known by everybody.
It's that
like,
spring. The spring so loaded that
loads so much weight. It loads so much weight, and if you know what happens is like the garage door will be stuck shut or something like that, and you want to, so it's fully, it's like got the most tension on it that it can possibly have, and then you go up there as the dead inside dad, and you're like, I got to fix this stupid thing because I don't want to pay the $400 to have the guy come out and do the thing, and then you are screwing with the spring and it comes out and it just like snaps, and what'll happen is it will either kill you or it will scare the crap out of you. You'll fall off your ladder and then you will like kill yourself.
You either get Felipe Massad or you like break your head open like Michael Schumacher. Double F1 reference. Get the f*** out of here.
Damn. Well, that ruins for me, I was supposed to fix the garage door this weekend for my dad for Father's Day.
Dude, do not do it.
Dead Outside Dad podcast starring Siege. Yes. Siege.
Oh, Siege. I will FaceTime you guys Siege. Immediately. Anybody? Siege? If I'm Siege, impaled.
Anybody?
You're dying on you already cut off.
We already know that they could cut your head off. So
giant spring right through fine. My chest.
Oh, dudes, I forgot to play the Powerball tonight. My goal is to win the Powerball and then only do this. Just do different variations like of podcasting with just like the three or four of us and like just call it different things and just do different episodes every week. So like hell there's yeah. the Dead Inside Dads Tuesdays and Nerd Talk is on Wednesdays. And
that will, yeah. it will be the podcast equivalent to naming our Instagram nerdtalkplus.com all spelled out. It'll be impossible to find any episode that we ever publish. There will be no consistency to
right.
it.
No, well, that's yeah, where, that's I one thing, it. Though, is that we'll fire Sean, obviously, and we'll get, like, a real producer, and then we can hire Sean back on to just laugh or whatever, you know, like, that's, I feel like he's terrified to actually talk, but, like, if we can have somebody that tracked all this stuff for us, and then, like, yeah, we would just hire one person and pay, like, barely anything. Is Florida have yeah. a really low minimum wage? Because that's probably where we would hire someone.
I think it's still $7.25. I'm not even sure.
Yeah, perfect. That's, like, yeah. Hell, let's just all move to Florida. Like, who cares?
Yeah, perfect.
That's cool. Okay, well, good luck winning the lottery for me, because that's going to make... I'll make sure you guys get paid more than $7.25. See, I might just hire you full-time.
More than I'm getting paid now?
That'd be awesome.
Oh. Sell a house already, damn it.
Yeah, sell some more houses.
Okay.
Did you pay for the boat yet?
Dude, you guys, it's not a cool boat. It's a ship. Okay, and I'm gonna spill some gravy in it, and it'll be my gravy ship.
Did you name it yet?
No.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, from old ass dentist to America's top pop. I think you could probably guess what the number one soda in America is. Thoughts?
Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Gotta be taking, Coca-Cola. Yeah.
Just shy of 20% of the and we're talking regular flavors. We're not talking an amalgamation of all the weird things that they do or whatever. When it comes Mellow to regular yellow. Flavors of drinks, Coca-Cola is number one at just about 20% of total products sold in America.
Wow.
Number two, any guesses?
Mm-hmm. Diet Coke?
Baja Blast.
Number two is, for a long time, it's been Pepsi. Okay. You think back to the 80s and 90s with Pepsi and Back to the Future and stuff like that. They did a lot of cool campaigns and things.
Do you guys remember the Pepsi Challenge?
I remember the branding called Pepsi Challenge, but I don't remember what it was. Like, dip your peen in this if you eat too much spicy wings.
Exactly. It was Coca-Cola versus Pepsi, and they were A and B, and you drank each one of them, and which one did you like better? It turns out Pepsi actually beat Coke by like a huge landslide in that. And that's why they came out with New Coke. But once people were drinking New Coke and it was, oh, it's way sweeter than regular Coke, I like my old Coke. That's why they went away from New Coke and back to Coca-Cola Classic.
Interesting. Can't be the real thing. I'm a Pepsi guy. And then it's same. Funny, like, I never did this connection. And like, look, I don't buy any of these things.
Stop it with your judging eyes, Brandon.
No, to be fair, I think I'm a Pepsi product guy. I don't really drink either of the colas, but I think
I'll take Pepsi Zero Sugar. That's what I do.
I think Mountain Dew is a Pepsi product. Yes. So and I do love a Mountain Dew.
Brandon, we have a mutual friend called Kelly that you used to work with. Okay.
Yes.
I'll leave it at that. And she's a professional, so she doesn't like oftentimes let on to a lot of like her character. And the other day, she's a pro. She doesn't, the other day she posted, she's fitness and all these things, and she posted her drinking or buying a Mountain Dew. And like, I messaged her to be like, what? You drink Mountain Dew? And she's like, well, I'm from the South. I won't say where, but like, and yeah, I grew up on this. And I'm like, yeah, but like, sorry, Mountain Dew. I don't know why I have to apologize, but like, when I think of Mountain Dew, I think of being embarrassed that I'm a piece of. Like, I love Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Punching walls.
I unashamedly like love Mountain Dew, and it's like I don't drink a lot of it, but if somebody asked me what my favorite soda was, I would tell you it was Mountain Dew, and I would instantly say, and I know I suck. Look, I know that I'm the worst, but that's my favorite. Like,
it's great.
If Zero soda. Sugar Code Red, I'd be all over that.
Oh my gosh.
So just this year now, there's a new number 2. And that's not a Gravy Saber reference. There's a new number 2, and that is Dr. Pepper. Tied.
Wow.
Tied with Pepsi. So technically, they're both number 2 still. But Dr. Pepper moving up a spot to that number 2 position. Now, if you ask me what my favorite soda is, it is definitely Dr. Pepper. I am all in on the DP. Not that DP, the Dr. Pepper, okay?
No, the sex one.
No. The sparkling, effervescent, syrupy drink. Okay, like
the sex one.
That's what I call drink. It too.
The way Brandon started this podcast, I'm not going to get into it. I was blown away because I don't think of Dr. Pepper as having like. It's not like it was like always like way behind. It was always like Mountain Dew, all those like other products were way behind. 7-Up, Sprite, those things way behind. And so for Dr. Pepper to step up into that number 2 spot really blew me away. Now, Dr. Pepper, terrible out of a fountain.
Yeah. Great. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Out of a can. Oh, my God. Yeah. Now, I will make a caveat. Dr. Pepper from Sonic drive-thru with the good ice, you know, the little.
The nugget ice. Yeah.
Dude, if you could get the equivalent of Mexican Coke as Dr. Pepper, like legit and not just a marketing thing, if you could get Mexican Dr. Pepper, I don't know how you say doctor in doctor. Man, like I don't know if there'd be anything better than the little ice and the Dr. Pepper.
That ice makes such a huge difference. It's not even funny.
Yeah, it's...
It's the Taco Time, like that Taco Time ice.
Oh, my God, I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sidebar, did you guys see that Taco Time and their crisp burritos, they will... They have them for, like, take-home and prepare packs, and I want, like, 48 of them shipped to my house, like, immediately.
Like a Papa Murphy's Take and Bake Your Own crispy...
Pretty much. They're in, like, hermetically sealed bags of, like, crisp burritos.
I feel like I'll never be able to prepare it to the cuisine.
Well, because you don't have a deep fryer.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. I thought about that the other day. I was like, why don't I have a deep fryer?
No.
Many things I want a deep fryer.
It sounds great, but it's what you learn is that the oil keeps the flavor.
Hey,
and so,
can
like, you got to like change the oil every 5 seconds, otherwise it sucks. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
Wow, I have one. Definitely using that wrong at the place of my employment when I worked there.
Sure.
Hey, can I do a quick PSA? I want to dip real quick into the Dead Dads Inside
Dead podcast. Inside Dads?
The Dead Inside,
you want to dip inside Dead Dads?
Podcast universe. I want to dip inside some Dead Dads here.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I just want to do a quick PSA for all of these dads.
You know the light came on behind you in the hallway, right? You're probably being listened to.
Yeah, that's fine. this is a real thing I learned yesterday. That it don't work on your own garage door, apparently.
Because that's how you become a dead dad?
That's how you become a dead dad. Like, that is like a total dead outside dad. You'll become dead inside and outside. You'll be dead all over. Yeah, because, like, I learned this. I found out they got, a friend's coworker got fired from their job. And I asked, like, oh, did anything ever come of that? Like, did she sue or whatever? And they were like, no, but it's really sad because, like, 2 days later after getting fired, her dad, who was working on her garage, which is a total no-no, and I was like, really? I've never heard of that. And then I was like, forget everything about your coworker. I could care less now.
Yeah, like,
tell me about the garage thing. And they were like, oh, yeah, you are never supposed to do that. And I was like, that should be more known by everybody.
It's that,
like,
spring. The spring is so loaded that
loads so much weight. It loads so much weight, and if you know what happens is, like, the garage door will be stuck shut or something like that, and you want to, so it's like got the most tension on it that it can possibly have, and then you go up there as the dead inside dad, and you're like, I got to fix this stupid thing because I don't want to pay the $400 to have the guy come out and do the thing, and then you are screwing with the spring and it comes out and it just, like, snaps, and what'll happen is it will either kill you or it will scare the crap out of you. You'll fall off your ladder and then you will like kill yourself.
You either get Felipe Massa'd or you, like, break your head open like Michael Schumacher. Double F1 reference. Get the fuck out of here.
Damn. Well, that ruins for me. I was supposed to fix the garage door this weekend for my dad for Father's Day.
Dude, do not do it.
Dead Outside Dad podcast starring Siege. Yes. Siege.
Oh, Siege. I will FaceTime you guys Siege. Immediately. Anybody? Siege? If I'm Siege, impaled.
Anybody?
Dude, dying audio.
We already know that they could cut your head off. So
giant spring right through my chest.
Oh, dudes, I forgot to play the Powerball tonight. My goal is to win the Powerball and then only do this. Just do different variations, like, of podcasting with just, like, the three or four of us, and, like, just call it different things and just do different episodes every week. So, like, there's the Dead Inside Dads Tuesdays, and Nerd Talk is on Wednesdays. And
that it will be the podcast equivalent to naming our Instagram nerdtalkplus.com, all spelled out. It'll be impossible to find any episode that we ever publish. There will be no consistency to it.
Right. No, well, that's one thing, though, is that we'll fire Sean, obviously, and we'll get, like, a real producer, and then we can hire Sean back on to just laugh or whatever, you know, like, that's, I feel like he's terrified to actually talk, but, like, if we can have somebody that tracked all this stuff for us, and then, like, yeah, we would just hire one person and pay, like, barely anything. Is Florida have a really low minimum wage? Because that's probably where we would hire someone.
I think it's still $7.25. I'm not even sure.
Yeah, perfect. That's, like, yeah. Hell, let's just all move to Florida. Like, who cares?
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, well, good luck winning the lottery for me, because that's going to make... I'll make sure you guys get paid more than $7.25. See, I might just hire you full-time.
More than I'm getting paid now?
That'd be awesome.
Oh. Sell a house already, damn it.
Yeah, sell some more houses.
Okay.
Did you pay for the boat yet?
Dude, you guys, it's not a cool boat. It's a ship. Okay, and I'm gonna spill some gravy in it, and it'll be my gravy ship.
Did you name it yet?
No. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk,
yeah! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.